Sevgili arkadaşlar, herkese merhaba. Beklenen gün geldi ve Xiaomi Türkiye'deki ilk resmi tanıtımını yaptı. Hem Türkiye operasyonu artık resmen faaliyete geçmiş gibi bir durum ortaya çıktı. Hem de aynı zamanda ürün tarafındaki ilk lansmanda gerçekleştirilmiş olduğu Redmi Note 7 ve Mi 9'un Türkiye resmi lansmanı yapıldı. Önümüzdeki günlerde açıklanan fiyatlarla ülkemizdeki farklı satış noktalarında kullanıcılarla buluşuyor olacak. Yanımızda Donovan var. Donovan, Xiaomi'nin hem global sözcüsü hem de ürün direktörü, ürün geliştirme direktörü küresel ölçekte. Kendisiyle Xiaomi konuşacağız. So Donovan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Is this your first time in Istanbul?
This is not my first time, but it's my first time in Istanbul for Xiaomi.
So do you like it?
I love Istanbul. Such an amazing place. I met with some Mi fans yesterday, and then we went to go eat one of my favorite desserts, which is künefe.
Künefe?
Künefe.
Wow.
I love künefe, yes.
Okay, perfect. I am not sure, but you can find künefe in China, actually, because one of the most popular restaurant chain in Turkey also have an office in China, Shanghai. Probably you can find China. So after you come back to China, so you search, please.
I will go look for it. I never tried künefe in China, but I just found out from one of our Turkish team members that there is some künefe in China.
If you can't buy it, please call me. I will send it.
Okay. We'll chat later.
Thank you. For Xiaomi side, I am not sure which part probably we should start from, but first of all, I'm going to ask you when Xiaomi decided to enter the Turkish market officially.
Yes. So we entered the Turkish market officially in 2018, second half of 2018. Mm-hmm. So we've been here for a couple months, and we're doing pretty well right now, and we hope to increase our investment in Turkey a lot. So we have two stores in Istanbul now, and then we want to open another one very soon in the new mall, and then we want to open up to 7 stores by the end of this year.
I am not sure, please correct me. There are two kind of Mi stores in the world. One of them belongs to Xiaomi, and other one is authorized reseller, right? Please tell me differences between them.
Yeah, so for the Mi stores, the ones that we own and operate, we mostly run those in China and India. So those are stores that we open ourselves and we, you know, have our own employees. And then in a lot of other markets, we work with other distributors and retailers and all sorts of partners to create what we call authorized Mi stores. So in Turkey, we are opening authorized Mi stores.
Like Spain or France, or you have some your own stores in France or Spain?
Yeah, so in Europe, you know, we've opened a number of stores already. In Spain, I think we're over 4 or 5, maybe even 6 now. And those are all authorized Mi stores as well.
Okay, perfect.
In Western Europe.
Turkish market is a price-sensitive market, so everyone looking for the price-performance smartphones in our markets. I think Xiaomi is a very suitable brand for the Turkish market dynamics. So what do you think about the Turkish markets? Actually, what is your main reason to come to Turkey officially?
Well, we like the Turkish market. We want to help all of our Mi fans globally, especially in Turkey, you know, get better products. So I was very surprised. There's a lot of Mi fans in Turkey, and they're very passionate, and they really believe in the Xiaomi story. So I think we have a very good chance in Turkey to do very well. So we talked today. Our mission is innovation for everyone. So that means we want to make the best products, and we sell them at the best prices. Everywhere in the world. Now, of course, every market is a little bit different. So Turkey is a little bit different too. But we want to make sure the prices are as good as possible in Turkey.
So today you launched two different smartphones in Turkish markets. One of them is the Redmi Note 7, other one is the Mi 9. Frankly speaking, the price should be slower than you launched today. The reason is, in Turkey, you can also find the Xiaomi brand smartphone in gray market, and also the authorized resellers, so something like this. When there is a gap between the prices from the different stores or something like that, so people think about that we can go to gray market, buy much cheaper prices. And that kind of condition sometimes create confliction between the brand images and the products and also consumers. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, so we definitely always encourage our fans to go to the official channels. You know, through the official channels, you can get warranty, you know, after sales service and all of those things. And I think, you know, we're very new in the market, so we really want to make sure that we can put, you know, the best prices, best products as soon as possible. May I introduce the products really quickly too? So these two products here. This is Redmi Note 7, So this is the Nebula Blue, Neptune Blue, and the Nebula Red. So both of these products, very, very nice. Snapdragon 660, 4,000 milliamp hour battery, and of course, the camera, 48 megapixel. And then these here is the Mi 9, very, very nice phone too. So this-
I have it actually.
You have it too already, yeah. This is our first ever triple camera phone. Top flagship phone, Snapdragon 855, triple camera, 48 megapixel mm-hmm. Sony IMX586, and they're both 20 watt wireless charging. Mm-hmm. So you can charge it wirelessly. Very fast, fastest in the world, yes. So we feel very confident in our products. So mm-hmm. we want to make sure we bring it here at the best prices mm-hmm. possible.
For Turkish market, what about the Poco phone series?
The Poco series? Yeah. I like Poco too, you know. I still love the Poco F1, mm-hmm. especially with the Kevlar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think this is a very, very, very, very good phone too. Today, we're mostly focused on Mi 9 mm-hmm. and on Redmi Note 7. You know, we don't usually comment on the future launches because okay. we want to make sure for the next launch event, mm-hmm. everyone's excited too. Mm-hmm. So you guys will find out as soon as we have a new announcement for that.
So let's talk about after-sales support. And sure. when I bought the Mi phones from your authorized reseller, what about after times for technical service and other things yeah. like about after-sales?
Yeah, so you know we're partnering with a number of partners mm-hmm. Here in Turkey, retail partners, telco partners, distribution partners. So we're going to be having a lot of partners to help with mm-hmm. all of the things you mentioned, mm-hmm. logistics, after sales, customer support, things like that. Mm-hmm. And we're also building up our team in Turkey, mm-hmm. our local team, so we mm-hmm. can make sure to support all of our customers here.
Mm-hmm. Last but not least, Lei Jun, the co-founder of the Xiaomi, actually said, we may increase the prices to provide much better devices sure. and to make much more innovation for the customers.
Sure.
What do you think about that?
Yeah,
because you know, Xiaomi is a price-sensitive company.
Yeah, yeah. So we're very focused on making sure that we have the best prices. So mm-hmm. that will always stay the same, mm-hmm. No matter what we do,
okay.
Right? We also made a promise before mm-hmm. our IPO last year mm-hmm. that our total net profit margin for hardware mm-hmm. will never surpass 5%. Mm-hmm. And we managed to keep to that promise. Mm-hmm. So just a few days ago, we announced our earnings for 2018. Mm-hmm. And you saw that our net profit margin was less than 1%.
Yeah.
So 1%, 5%, we still have some room, you know, mm-hmm. to lift the prices a little bit. Mm-hmm. But our promise of keeping the prices as competitive as possible, close to cost, that will never change.
Last question is about the charging side, because 2 days ago, one of the VP for Xiaomi shared new 100 watt faster charging for the Xiaomi phones.
I shared it too.
Yeah. Yes. When will see it on the products?
Well, you know, we're super excited by that, you know, because I think a lot of people nowadays mm-hmm. really want to make sure that their phones last a lot longer. Mm-hmm. So there's really two ways you can do that. Mm-hmm. You can make the battery bigger mm-hmm. or you can make sure it charges faster. So we definitely want to do both at the same time. So you saw with Mi 9 already that we're already mm-hmm. pushing the boundaries, right? This mm-hmm. is the world's first 20 watt wireless charging. Yes. So you can wirelessly charge from 0 to 100 in 90%,
yeah.
90 minutes. With wired, it's even faster. It's a 28 watt mm-hmm. wire charging for Mi 9. Mm-hmm. So you can charge it in just about an hour from 0 to 100%. So we're pushing the boundaries on charging. And you saw that prototype. Yeah. You could charge a 4,000 milliamp hour battery, maybe something of this size, 17 minutes.
Yes, 17 minutes, yeah.
17 minutes, yeah. So we're pretty excited by that. In terms of future products, you know, we want to save that for a future product. When it's ready, we'll be ready to announce it. But right now, we're not announcing a specific time or date.
Yeah, it is a very corporate style answer. So anyway, one more question about your products. But that product is a very exciting product, which means foldable phone
yes.
from Xiaomi side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When you're going to launch it?
Did you see our foldable prototype?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. What did you think?
It is probably the best concept foldable phone I have ever seen.
Really? Why do you think that? Yeah.
Two-side foldable phone,
yes.
probably much better experience than just one-side foldable phones.
Yeah. So, you know, that's an area that we're very interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at all of the people who showed the foldable prototypes, mm-hmm. we are one of the first to show mm-hmm. the prototype. We want to make sure that technology is ready before mm-hmm. we announce it. We don't just want to randomly announce something.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to make sure, of course, that the price is good.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have a specific date to announce for that.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely we are trying a lot of different versions of foldable.
This year?
You'll find out.
Okay,
you'll find
perfect. Out so Donovan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Evet arkadaşlar, Xiaomi'nin global sözcüsü Donovan yanımızdaydı. Xiaomi artık resmi olarak Türkiye'deki varlığını duyurmuş oldu. İki tane telefonu resmi olarak duyurdu. Bunlardan bir tanesi Redmi Note 7. Diğeri de zaten bizim videolarını çekmeye başladığımız Mi 9. Gelişmeler oldukça paylaşmaya devam edeceğiz. Şimdilik hoşça kalın, kendinize iyi bakın.